It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights. That website is sniperhawglights.com. Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldwaith. That website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. They're located in Addison, Texas. And also, IC Tech Cooler. The website is ICEY-TEK.com. The toll-free number is 855-472-6653. Folks, our guest today is Mr. Rich Walton. Now, Rich is the editor of an awesome online bow hunting magazine called Bow Hunting Adventures. Rich has been with bowhunting.net, which is a huge bow hunting site. I thought today we would talk about how much outdoor press is available to us online. Rich, are you with us today, sir?
I am.
Man, thanks for being with us. And, you know, bowhunting.net, for a person that likes to bow hunt, they can find any and everything related to the sport. It's an awesome website. My hat is off to you and Robert. You guys, I guess this idea is conceived a long time ago, but it's become an awesome website that every bow hunter, most everybody I know, goes to it frequently. And if they don't know about it, they need to know about it.
Absolutely. Bowhunting.net was actually started about 94 by Robert Hoag. It was more or less a blog for him. And I've known Robert since the late 70s when I was director of marketing and advertising for PSE. And he would call. I ran into him actually in the SHOT Show, and you know, a couple of years later he had called me, and we were talking about computers, and online at that time was fairly new. And Robert wanted me to come on board with him. And so in 1996, Robert and I kind of joined forces and formalized Bowhunting.net. And from that time, you know, our responsibility, I think, is to educate and entertain people that are not only in the sport of bow hunting, but people that want to get into it. One of the things that we just did, I got kind of signed up with Ladies in Camo, and this is a group of dedicated women, and their whole objective is to reach out to young women and ladies who are interested in getting into the outdoor field, not just bow hunting, but the outdoor field. And so if I don't care what it is that you like to do, whether it's traditional or compounds, if you're interested in the sport of bow hunting, if you're a man, woman, or child, you can find everything from gear reviews to editorial. We have exciting articles. And, of course, we've just taken on Hunt Channel TV, so you're going to be able to see all of the Hunt Channel TV shows actually on Bowhunting.net. And then we have our own show, which is called Camo Clan TV, and that comes out with a new episode every single month. So we pretty much cover the gamut from editorial to videos, and we have a number of great manufacturers that help sponsor the site. So, yes, certainly I hope your listeners will come by. It's just bowhunting.net.
You bet. Well, I'm sure, Rich, I'm sure many of them already do. Hunt Channel TV. In other words, you can go to bowhunting.net, and then there can you go directly to the Hunt Channel TV and also to the Camo Clan TV?
Yes, if you go in, you'll see right in the middle column of Bowhunting.net is the Camo Clan TV marquee, and if you click on that, it will automatically start playing the current episode. And then on that same page within our Bowhunting.net video section, you'll be able to see going back to January. So every month since January, there's been a new show. I believe right now we're a little over 500,000 views on the combined videos. Hunt Channel TV is going to have their own portal within YouTube, and so when you go into bowhunting.net, you'll see the marquee for Hunt Channel. We're looking at probably 40 television shows will be available. their debut is going to be in July, but you can go in right now and watch a lot of the shows, and you just click on the particular show that you want, and it'll automatically start playing for you.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, Rich, for several years I've been one of the writers for you on the bowhunting.net. There's many excellent writers, many excellent articles, but the point that I really wanted to stress is the fact that there was a time not too long ago that if you wanted to, you know, get in the know with bow hunting or any other outdoor topic, you had to read a print magazine. You had to read print. But now, the last 5 or 6 years, it's turning around to where online, you know, where you can read and learn and be entertained a lot of different ways there online, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And there's, you know, BowhuntingNet not only was the first and it remains the largest, but there's another a lot of other websites that cover the sport of archery, from, you know, just one little guy writing a blog, or mm-hmm. you know, to major people that have put out websites. One of the things that happened with us, for example, in December, I joined with a fellow out of Canada, Doug Smith, who had been producing online magazine, North American Outdoorsman, as well as Canadian Outdoorsman magazine. And these are online publications. And I asked him if he'd like to. I've known Doug for probably 15 years, and I asked Doug if he'd be interested in helping me produce a magazine for the Bowhunter. And so in this March, we came out with our first issue of Bowhunting Adventures magazine. It's an online publication. I believe our first issue was about 86 pages. You can go into bowhunting.net, and you'll see the marquee, the logo for that. It's a free publication. All you have to do is click on it. It'll take you to a registration page. You can put your name and your email address, and when every issue comes out, we will email you and tell you the link that you can go to read the magazine. We've got our June issue will be coming out here in the next week, mm-hmm. and that's primarily bear, and then in September we'll have our whitetail and elk, and then of course in November it'll be strictly whitetail. So it's pretty, I call it bow hunting adventures, because bow hunting is an adventure, and I think people will really enjoy the articles. We try to make every article, both in Bow Hunting Adventures as well as bowhunting.net, I try to make sure that every article is not only entertaining, but it's also informative, so people can be entertained with the articles, but they can also come away with something that they've learned about the sport of bow hunting.
Actually, I went to bowhunting.net and then clicked on the bow hunting adventures here the last couple of days, and the spring issue, a lot of it's turkey hunting, you know, it's still there, but any day now the June edition will be there. So it's as simple, and I'm kind of old school, so I'm just getting the hang of reading online magazines. I've only been doing that probably the last year, you know, but some of the other magazines I write for put their issues online too, and that's kind of what prompted me to start learning. But it's really simple. You go there, and you click, and you turn the pages. You can even hear the page turn in some instances,
right.
You know. And if you need a little more magnification, well, you can pull it, bring your font, your print size up bigger.
Exactly. For some of us older people, that
mm-hmm. it helps. It helps. But it's like, I mean, right now, if you go to Bowhunting Adventures, the current issue that's posted, you look at the cover. I mean, my gosh, you know, it looks like you're picking up a magazine off the news rack. The only difference is you don't have to pay for it. I mean, it's there.
That's correct.
So I think it's an awesome idea. Won't it be interesting to watch the trend in the next decade Rich, where do you think we're going with this? I mean, I'm an old magazine and newspaper writer. You know, I still write for several, couple of magazines and a bunch of newspapers. But granted, we'll probably always have that for a while. But at some point, I'm wondering if it's not all going to be online, you know?
Well, you know, when I look at things when I was a kid, and I act, it's funny because I'm reading M.R. James's book, mm-hmm. You know, his dream, and it kind of chronicles M.R. James from when he was a little kid all the way up until, you know, all covers all of his hunts and stuff. And I just started getting into it, but he grew up in the 50s. He's a couple of years older than me, but we both have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the things that we used to see on TV and in the movies about the things to come, you know, from the Dick Tracy watches and things like that, and then you look at in 96 when I got hooked up with Robert Hogue, I just then got on the internet, and I saw the tremendous potential as a communication tool because I also own an advertising agency. And that's what got me interested in joining with Robert, is the ability to help my clients reach more and more people. And it was predominantly younger people. Well, what's happened now in the last 5 years, the older generation, I live in a retirement community, and I'll tell you, almost everybody that I know here over the age of 65 up to 95 are taking advantage of the Internet. What I see happening is that technology is just going crazy. So things that would normally take 5 years are now happening in a matter of months. So when you look at what's going to happen, where we're going to be in another 5 years, it's going to be completely different. I agree. I think there's always going to be some room for print, but more and more, and I think the reason is that there are still a lot of people that just physically like to hold the magazine or the newspaper in their hand,
yeah, uh-huh,
rather than have it on their iPhone or their iPad or on their computer. And so I think that'll probably continue, but I think the problem is that the magazines are having problems figuring out how to monetize it, because right now you can put up a website pretty inexpensively. And you don't have all the printing and then the distribution charges. I think that's going to change, and mm-hmm. I think more and more magazines are going to get into the fray. Most of them now have an online publication. What they do is they take their print, they turn it into a PDF file, and they put it online.
Right.
I think that and there's also apps. There's so many apps now that you can pretty much do anything with your phone. If you're in your car, it can show up in your car radio. If you've got an iPad, I mean, you can do anything with an iPad that you can do with your desktop computer. So I can see in the next 5 years. I mean, it's going to be light years different.
It's got,
from
the curve
what we have right now.
The curve is about to get really steep. Rich, we believe it or not, we are just about out of time. Folks, our guest has been Mr. Rich Walton. Now, Rich, let's tell him again, bowhunting.net. Go right there, and I would like him to read for free, you know, Bow Hunting Adventures. And if they go to bowhunting.net, they can see it right there, can't they?
Absolutely. All you have to do is just click on the Bow Hunting Adventures icon, and it'll take them right to a page where all they have to do is register. Once they've registered, then they can go in and look at our March issue, which was our premier issue on turkey. And then in the next couple of about a half a week, our June issue is going to be available. They'll be emailed it. So all they have to do is open up their email, and we'll tell them, okay, the issue is ready. They click on it, and it'll take them right to it, and they can read the June issue.
Well, Rich, thank you. And, folks, we are out of time. Do remember, this show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. You can go online to biggame.org and learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Make sure and tune in again this time next week. And remember, this show right here is going to be archived for a long, long time at ketr.org.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.